Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 18, The Lord's Visit to Sri Vrindavan. We will sing together. Okay, no, it's 110. 110 and then 111 with Prabhupada's purport. 110 has no purport. Vrindavane haila tumi Krishna avatar. Toma de ki sarvaloka haila nishtar. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Vrindavane means at Vrindavan, haila became to me, you, Krishna avatar, incarnation of Krishna. Toma deki, by seeing you, sarvaloka, all people, haila nishtar, become liberated. The people then said, you have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Just by seeing you, everyone is now liberated. The context, 2 weeks ago we heard from Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, he gave a class on the previous statement made by the people. Before they make the mistake of saying that Krishna was dancing on Kaliya and happened to be a fisherman, remember that part? And then the second mistake they made was the other extreme. They were telling Lord Chaitanya, with a wrong conception, because you have taken sannyas, you have become Narayana. This is the misconception coming from the Shankaracharya tradition, that everyone who takes sannyas, at once he becomes Narayana, and they address each other as Narayana, Namo Narayana. When Narayana offers respects to another Narayana, Namo Narayana. And then it's everyone, no? Namo Narayana. So you and I are one, you and I are God. It's like a plot to take the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to take his post. So continuing with the misconception, here they are saying, you have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Actually, they don't know. They are right that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but they don't know this. They are saying it with a Mayavadi idea that, oh, he's a sannyasi, he's Narayana. And ultimately, the misconception is that everyone is Narayana, everyone is God. So now let's hear the response of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu kahe Vishnu Vishnu ikana kahiva jivadame Krishna jnana kabuna kariva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately exclaimed, Vishnu Vishnu, do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Do not even say such a thing. He was God, but he was playing the role of a devotee. So he was, in this way, rejecting the statement made by the ignorant people that a sannyasi has become God. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately stated that a living being, however exalted he may be, should never be compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching protest the monistic philosophy of the Mayavada school. The central point of Krishna consciousness is that the jiva, the living entity, can never be accepted as Krishna or Vishnu. This viewpoint is elaborated in the next verses. O Okay, this will be for next week. Now we will discuss these points. Something similar to this happened in ISKCON in the early days. I was looking, trying to review the section in the Lilamrita. This happened in 1970. Was during spring and summer of 1970. The devotees started to force to put Srila Prabhupada's position in undermining him. I mean, in a questionable way. And they were pushing Srila Prabhupada to the side in many different ways, serving him in very superficial ways. Like, for example, His Holiness Sasvarupa Maharaj explains in Lilamrita how one devotee was cleaning Prabhupada's quarters, and there was a picture of Srila Prabhupada, and he put the picture upside down. So, which that showed that he was careless. He was not seeing the sacred, the pure position of the spiritual master. Then, this happened in Los Angeles. Then there was, they put salt in Charanamrita that day. So they were very careless in how they were offering the different services. And especially when Srila Prabhupada was present visiting the temple, he was visiting them, they should be much more attentive to the details, but they were careless in many different ways. Then a short period after, a few months after, 1 or 2 months later, they were celebrating the San Francisco Ratha Yatra, I think was the fourth Ratha Yatra, and Srila Prabhupada he came in the middle. He was a bit ill, so he couldn't come since the beginning, but he came during the celebration. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to write on the Ratha Yatra card, as he did in previous Ratha Yatras. As the leader of ISKCON, he was going on presiding the procession together with their lordships, with Lord Jagannath. Usually they will put a Vyasasan, or at least Prabhupada will stand in the cart and will write on Lord Jagannath's cart. So, but then the devotees, on the pretext that there were some people who had threatened, they didn't let Srila Prabhupada to go write on the card. On the other extreme, they themselves, some of the leaders, they were riding on the card, which showed their mentality, how they wanted to put Srila Prabhupada aside. Then also, you can imagine all these things in a period, very short period of time, like in weeks or very, very few months, 2-3 months. And then they also printed a book, a new book, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And they wrote the author, as it was written, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So it was written only A.C. Bhaktivedanta, not even Swami Prabhupada. What to speak of His Divine Grace or Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So this Srila Prabhupada could detect that there was a very envious mentality towards the spiritual master. And this is actually the disease of the conditioned soul that tries to take the position of God or the position of his representative. Then Srila Prabhupada, it is interesting how Srila Prabhupada reacted to that. Srila Prabhupada did not took a very like a very direct fighting position to the situation, but Srila Prabhupada decided to award sannyas to a few disciples. There were not many sannyasis in those years. Kirtanananda Swami, very few sannyasis. So he decided to award sannyas to 4 disciples. And Srila Prabhupada's approach was, his idea was that they, in this way, they may become detached from material desires by taking responsibility for the service of Krishna and by preaching and cultivating detachment. That was his idea. But he also knew that something could happen as a result of it. Still, he took the risk and he gave them responsibility. And then seeing also the mentality of his disciples, he decided to go to India. He called some of his leaders who were preaching in Europe, and also another leaders in America who were not involved in this plot, this idea of undermining the position of the spiritual master. Specifically, he called the Rupanuga, Tamal Krishna, and Bhagavan Prabhus, who were some of the leading disciples in different parts of the world. And he told them what's happening, this is happening. And basically he was asking them to help. So, and then he wrote a letter expressing his dissatisfaction. Let me see if we can read it. And he decided to go to India to preach. Prabhupada wrote, okay, first he established, this was the occasion he founded the GBC body. He founded the GBC body short during this period, and then he wrote this letter. Satsuri Maharaj writes, Prabhupada picked a team, including 2 newly initiated sannyasis, to accompany him to India. In the future, he said, more disciples could join him, for India will become an important field for Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada wrote Satsvarup and Uddhava in Boston. You are all my children, and I love my American boys and girls who are sent to me by my spiritual master, and I have accepted them as my disciples. Before coming to your country, I took sannyas in 1959. I was publishing Back to Godhead since 1944. After taking sannyas, I was more engaged in writing my books without any attempt to construct temples or to make disciples like my other god brothers in India. I was not very much interested in these matters because my Guru Maharaj liked very much publication of books than constructing big temples and creating some neophyte disciples. As soon as he saw that his neophyte disciples were increasing in number, he immediately decided to leave this world. To accept disciples means to take up the responsibility of absorbing the sinful reaction of life of the disciple. At the present moment, in our ISKCON campus, politics and diplomacy has entered. Some of my beloved students, on whom I counted very, very much, have been involved in this matter, influenced by Maya. As such, there has been some activity which I consider as disrespectful. So I have decided to retire and divert attention to book writing and nothing more. So obviously from this letter it's clear Prabhupada was hurt by his disciples' actions, disrespectful actions. On July 31, Prabhupada wrote Brahmananda and Garga Muni explaining why he was leaving for India. In order to set example to my other sannyasi students, I am personally going to Japan with a party of three other sannyasi students. Although it is beyond my physical condition, still I am going out so that you may learn the responsibility of sannyas. So he wanted to show them how to preach. Like he went to Japan and then to India. I am fervently appealing to you all, not to create fracture in the solid body of the society. Please work conjointly without any personal ambition. That will help the cause. So Prabhupada wanted devotees to work together and not to try to take, to fight for position. It is the injunction of the Vedas that the spiritual master should not be treated as ordinary men. Even sometimes the spiritual master behaves like ordinary men. It is the duty of the disciple to accept him as a superhuman man. In the beginning of your letter, your comparison of the soldier and the commander is very appropriate. We are on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, one side Maya, the other side Krishna. So, the regulative principles of a battlefield, namely to abide by the order of the commander, must be followed. Otherwise, it is impossible to direct the fighting capacity of the soldiers and thus defeat the opposing elements. Kindly therefore take courage. Let things be rightly done so that our mission may be correctly pushed forward to come out victorious. So then what happened is that after that, the disciples in America, leading disciples, they went to the other extreme and they started to preach Mayavad philosophy, saying that actually Prabhupada was offended and he had left them, and he had left, actually they failed to recognize that Srila Prabhupada was Krishna himself. Krishna himself had come, and now Krishna had left them because they couldn't recognize Krishna. So this is exactly the point Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting when covering his ears and crying loudly the holy name of the Lord, Vishnu, Vishnu, calling out to God, saying, my God, this will ruin everything. And actually, when the devotees, some other disciples who could detect the deviation, this is actually even filmed. You may have seen it in the Yadubar Prabhu's series. There is even some sections in New Vrindavan during a Janmashtami festival how some of the leaders were preaching this strange philosophy to others. And the atmosphere was very, very weird, very strange with this misconception. And then Srila Prabhupada, when he heard this, he was in Japan. Prabhupada said, that is why I did not go. I knew this would happen. This is impersonalism. And then Prabhupada started preaching against Mayavad philosophy. So we should be very careful in, we can say, okay, how this is relevant to us nowadays. Nowadays, it seems that we are beyond these misconceptions. We know the basics of Krishna conscious philosophy. We know that the spiritual master is the representative of God, but he is not God. And we know that actually we are servants of the spiritual master. Theoretically, we know. But then there may be the tendency to take up the position of the acharya. And this we should be careful with. We should be careful with taking the position of the acharya, the founder acharya, in whatever way. It can be in big ways, or it can be in small ways also. Thinking, oh, like I am a very advanced devotee. I do things very, very well, very nicely. Actually, no one really understands my level of spiritual realization. But someday, people will come to understand who I really am. So this mentality, this is underlying. This is what is keeping us in this material world. We do not take material bodies as a result of our transcendental pastimes. So we should remember that the fact that we have a material body is not something to be proud of, but it's something to be ashamed of. And even if we have received the good fortune of performing devotional service under the guidance of the devotees, under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, we should remember that still our condition is very insignificant. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. We should always remember, if we find in Shri Namamrita, one of the verses quoted is a prayer by a devotee saying, who am I in comparison with the transcendental holy name of the Lord, the all-powerful holy name of the Lord? Who am I? We should remember this. Who am I in comparison to the Supreme Lord? And we should remember we are insignificant jivas, very small jivas, susceptible to become covered by Maya at any time. And actually, generally covered by Maya most of the time, and sometimes by Krishna's mercy, experiencing some of the mellows of devotional service. By Krishna's mercy, by the devotee's mercy. Krishna's mercy comes through the devotees of the Lord. In the association of devotees, we can experience some of the sweetness of devotional service. But by our own endeavor, we cannot. Can you imagine like being without association of devotees and remain Krishna conscious? Of course, if it is something forced, then Krishna will help us. But if by our own endeavor, by our own situation, it is not possible to remain Krishna conscious. What to speak then of considering that we have a very advanced position in devotional service, or worse, still worse, to think that we are equal to God, the monistic idea. Srila Prabhupada calls it the last snare of Maya. So this idea, the last snare of Maya, the idea of I am guru, I am advanced devotee, I am God. This is the last snare of Maya. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that If someone thinks I am guru, then becomes guru or garu. The you, guru, garu, it means becomes a cow. So, of course, then the question could be raised, then okay, but what about, we do have many representatives of Srila Prabhupada, they are gurus, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the instruction that everyone becomes guru. And that's right. On the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we become guru. Everyone become guru on the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yare dekatare kaha Krishna upadesh, amara gyaya guru hanya tara eidesh. So we should be, guru means he who preaches, who communicates the message of the Lord. And then on that basis, we are servants. We are servants of the Lord, and we act as guru, as instruments of the Lord. But as soon as we think that we are guru, we are God, instead of we are servants of the guru, we are servants of God, then big problems become manifested for our own life and for our community. And we should be actually very, very careful with this. It is a type of contamination that may manifest at any time, and actually it is not that only happened in the 1970s, but we have also, if we look at the history of our movement, like the whole period of the Sonal Acharya and how things develop, it's a very delicate topic, but should not be undermined, should be acknowledged and should be taken into consideration. And then it happened later on also when gurus initiate more disciples than they can handle, and then this affects their spiritual life. And so all these things are to be taken into consideration, or may happen also at our own level in our service, when we do not honor senior Vaishnavas and we do not honor spiritual authorities, or we try to exploit our position in service, whatever position we have, instead of using it in service to the Lord. So we should be very careful in how we use everything that Krishna gives us for the service of the Lord. If you like to make comments or questions on the topic. That's a very good point, very good question. I repeat it, like, okay, the first part you said that if Srila Prabhupada said that if you call a thief, that's not an offense. I am not sure how do you relate this to the point of the false humility. Then the second part of the question is that the other extreme also, false humility, to take a so-called humble position, and not taking, not doing the service, you mean? This is what you mean? Or... Therefore, we need Sadhu Shastra Guru. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitete Koreya Ikya. And this is, should happen at all levels. We do need, even very senior devotees, also, we see how they associate with God brothers. Like Srila Prabhupada writes in his books that, of course, they take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books as the first, and of Srila Prabhupada's instructions, both personal and general instructions they receive, and they also take shelter of God brothers who are advanced so that they can remain protected. But as soon as someone thinks I do not need the association of anybody else, I am good association for everybody, then there is fall down. This is one extreme. And then the other extreme, the false humility, of course, it can be expressed in many, many different ways. False humility may be manifested in not taking the service that has been given to us on the play of humility. That's one thing, one manifestation. Or playing humility to show that I am advanced because I am humble, I'm acting humbly, therefore I am more advanced. This will be another way. The question is, what is best for service? And it's a very, you are right, it's a very fine line. Very fine line, and therefore we should take shelter of Sadhu Shastra Guru. Constantly take shelter, because the risk is there that we get bewildered. Big associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like we read in this section, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, a personal associate, he became bewildered. So the possibility is there for anyone to become bewildered. You have to know that?
The art.
The art.
It's okay to say something that it is, but we have to do it, because otherwise we lose a good chance to.
Very good.
Well, at least we'll undermine our devotion service.
Yes. Kanchanavali Mataji, for those who are in the kitchen or somewhere, following on Madhu Gopal Prabhu's point on calling a thief, says that Srila Prabhupada said that calling a thief is not name calling, but you should know the art how to do it. Yes, yes, Rudradev Prabhu is saying that he doesn't see so much the need that we have to discuss our position or our conditioning with we just should do our service and remain humble. So he's making this this point. Regarding Madhu Gopal Prabhu's point on discussing our position with others, with our peers. Of course, it should be sometimes out of, with friends, we may reveal more our heart or our, but should be something also natural and should be proper. But what is dangerous is to take more out of greed, take more more respect than is due. That's dangerous. That's in Jaiva Dharma, that's in Hari Bhakti Vilas, with very heavy statements from Sanatana Goswami and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for example, about even going to hell, experiencing hellish, for taking, for example, if a spiritual master initiates someone unqualified out of greed for number of disciples, that's dangerous. Or deciding to get money for material motivation. So it's not a game. It's like, therefore, Shastra says, the razor, the edge of the razor's edge, spiritual life is like shaving, like using a razor's edge. We should be very careful. Or also in the kitchen, like there are machines. Back then, Susanna, she got hurt still for weeks. What's that? You don't want to listen? Anyway, we should be very careful. Very careful. Why you say that? I don't understand. Yes, I mean, it's so we should be very careful when we use machines in the kitchen, cooks, be very careful. So as we should be very careful in when we use the razor's edge, carpenters should be very careful also. So we should be very careful in spiritual life, because it's very delicate. And the more secure position, as Rudradev Prabhu mentioned, we should just do our service to the best of our ability and cultivate genuine humility and a service attitude. And then this will keep us protected. And then take the shelter, like the check and balances systems of Sadhu Shastra Guru. Daily read the books of the Acharya, his teachings, his purports, and also other the previous Acharyas, as he instructed in his books. Srila Prabhupada said we should also study the books of the Goswamis and so on. And then also cultivate association with devotees and listen to the devotees and be ready to be corrected by the devotees when we do something that is not appropriate. And also take instructions from our spiritual master or masters. Take instructions from them. And verify what we are doing. In this way we remain protected. But as soon as we go out of this protective circle, it's very dangerous. We are taking too much risk. Last point. Yes. Very good. Yes. Good point. good point. Yes, that's an important point. We should work on the motivation. What is the motivation? Why we are self-reflective? Why we do different services? Is it to show off, or is it to become better servants? So we should do it. We should do the service. We should be self-reflective, and we should kick out the pride and whatever is creeping in, or it's embedded, mixed with the service, so that we can offer a real service. Of course, ultimately, that depends on Krishna's mercy. The anarthas, we can do only up to a certain amount of work. We can do our little share, but the final purification comes from Krishna's mercy. When he is pleased with our hearing, chanting, and serving with a proper attitude. And okay, we are sadhakas, so we should not lose heart. We should practice and cultivate, and by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's mercy, the Srimad Bhagavatam's mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, everything will be fine, will be okay. So even if there are many risks, it's okay. Krishna protects his devotees, and even some of these disciples who made this mistake, as we have made also so many mistakes, also we should see our mistakes, they were rectified by the spiritual master and by the Lord. So it's we shouldn't lose heart. The last. You were saying, no? That's a very important point. For instruction and for inspiring association and correction, we go to more advanced devotees. That's, of course, in the association of peers, we also grow together. But then, generally there is no correction, but there is friendship and support among peers. But sometimes, if a friend is doing nonsense, we also expect that the other friend, if someone is our real friend, he will come to us and say, oh, what are you doing? Are you crazy or what? Like, because there is friendship, there is feeling, don't go there. Are you mad? What are you doing? And there can be this kind of, the correction of a friend can also be helpful in moments of difficulty. Because sometimes when someone is in trouble, maybe easier for him to listen to a peer, a close friend, than to someone who is very respected. Sometimes he will be even afraid to go close to the very respected. So then we need the help of the close friend who will shake us and say, come with me, don't do that. You are committing suicide, don't do it. Still, your point is very, very good. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.